how many, when you did it with for the well, for the state, for the welfare, how many did
I'm
you get?
I'm driving for six.
Okay.
Well, I have kept as high as 12.
Okay. Would they just be responsible for coming over here? How would they get here?
Oh, no. All the parents brought them over here.
Okay.
So that's why I kept 12. And then it would be from when school was out to Christmas till it started up the 1st of January. Mm-hmm. I'd keep the kids.
Okay. So it's kind of a seasonal thing, keeping that baby on. Right, so after that, you started doing it on your own, keeping kids. Mm-hmm. And how many did you keep then?
I've kept as high as 6 and 7. Just went all I wanted to and all I could take care of.
Okay.
Because I had my own keep.
Yeah. About what ages were these kids?
I went to keep them bitten in the day she was 10 days old.
Huh.
And I kept her till she started school.
Uh-huh. Were the other ones that young?
The rest of them was 6 weeks old.
I mean, what I hear you saying is that what you kept mainly were babies.
I get them as babies.
Okay. Yeah. And keep them until they went to school?
School, yeah.
Okay. So that was kind of, and you kept the same kids all the time then, is what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I keep them welfare kids, I kept some that I couldn't handle.
Uh-huh.
I had one 10 years old. He went up here and stole a pack of cigarettes, went out in and stole $2 bill.
Went up to the store, you mean?
No, Wallops right here. You know, right here, Paul Ramsey.
Oh, these other people's houses. Yeah. Is what you mean. Okay.
And he come in and I found it out that day. So I whipped him.
Uh-huh.
And I called his mother and I said, well, I whipped your boy, the big boy. And I told her what he'd done. She said, I'll give you $5 extra. And she said he fought her the night before she tried to whoop him.
Mm.
I said, well, he better not say his mind.
Well, so in terms of your family life when you were here, what did y'all eat?
Just anything. We had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd buy meats and eggs and milk and butter and
vegetables. So vegetables you got out of the garden?
Yeah, I used to can as high as 200 cans of vegetables a year.
Of various kinds? 200?
Yeah, beans and peas and okra and tomatoes and stuff, peas and things like that.
Uh-huh.
Peaches and apples.
Uh-huh. So you put those up and you buy your meats and your flour and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about, was there... What kind of things did y'all eat? I mean, what kind of meats? Just out of curiosity.
I don't eat meat much. They eat chicken and pork chops and ham and just anything. I always cook the roast on the weekend, but it would be that big.
On the Sunday roast?
Yeah.
How would your Sunday meal be different than other meats?
Nothing, just a roast instead of ham, pork chops and chicken.
Okay. You always have a meat though for them generally?
Yeah.
Okay, you eat cornbread?
Yes, sir. Now, any time they want that, I'd always have biscuits left, and their daddy'd always buy them some rolls. They love rolls.
Your kids, you mean?
Yeah. And he always bought a couple of packs of rolls, and then they'd warm them up, you know, when they got up.
Uh-huh. Eat them, and so they had the choice of
biscuits
for breakfast, and that's probably what they ate for breakfast to a large degree. Or did you fix a big breakfast for them?
Well, they had. I cook the meats when I got up.
Uh-huh.
Like sausage and bacon, and I cook the biscuits. We always had jelly and butter and grits or anything they wanted.
Uh-huh.
And then when they got up, they fried it. JT fried the eggs.
Uh-huh. That's your husband? I know your son.
Yeah. He'd fry the eggs while in his face at the table.
Was that a standard everyday thing?
Yeah, that was everyday. Then she washed the breakfast dishes and he washed the supper dishes.
Okay, so they had it kind of divvied up there, divided up.
Yeah.
So, excuse me, that was a standard.
Yeah, when you work like I, see a lot of times I'd work 16 hours.
Work two, a double shift?
Yeah, I've done it a million times. I dragged up the road, I couldn't walk. Wayne Chairman, you know, he's police, and his mother-in-law worked with me. And she always parked out there in front by the mailbox. And if it was raining, too cold to walk, or he'd come and get us. He'd get off and he'd get there in time to pick us up.
Uh-huh.
And the first time he come down there, everybody just stared.
Getting picked up by the police?
Yeah. And then it got where it runs nosy.
Well, what about holidays?
Well, Christmas, we always stay home Christmas and Thanksgiving. But then when we got our vacation in July, we went to Miller's.
So the mill would basically give everybody off at the same time?
Yeah, we got 2 weeks. But now they get a week Christmas and a week in the summer.
Okay. So you'd go to your mother's, did you say? And Haleyville?
Yeah, that's where we'd... Honey, I'd start packing a week before. And we went up a lot of times on the weekends, you know, but...
How'd y'all get around?
Well, we rode the bus. Or he'd be my oldest brother that's living there. He used to come and get us. Uh-huh. And J.C. and Faye, a lot of times they'd be here on Friday evening. And we'd all go back together. They'd carry us back to Mama's.
J.C. is your
brother-in-law.
Yeah. Okay. When did you get a car?
I bought one time. And the boy next door begged me out of it, and I sold it to him.
So you didn't really use a car? Okay.
Well, I couldn't drive, no way.
Okay.
And John couldn't. Me and John wasn't at 12 years old.
Oh, okay. So when you, to get around in town, you walked because you could get everywhere.
Well, see, the bus run right out there.
Okay, right up to the top of the hill?
Yeah, well, we could catch you down at the church.
Okay. Now, is that the local bus you need?
Yeah, we got a bus that run every 30 minutes.
Okay, and you could go into town and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you do your shopping?
Pennies. That's what the boys did. I mean, Ennis and Byers at Berman's.
Uh-huh.
We bought groceries at Wendy's.
Okay.
No, Piggly Wiggly then.
Uh-huh.
And usually we'd come out in a cab.
Uh-huh. How often would you buy groceries?
Once a week. And then Mr. Boone had a store down there. If we didn't run out of bread, we'd run down there and get a loaf of bread. And the kids got their drinks and stuff down there.
So that was kind of like a convenience shop Did he sell meats or anything?
He sold everything.
So it was a general store?
But it was high.
Okay.
So parents would usually, you know, get a case of Coke's too. That's why we'd have to come out in the cab.
Okay. Because you couldn't carry it on the bus, is basically.
Well, it could, but it'd been very, very unhandy.
Uh-huh.
But they just meet a kid here. They drank milk.
Nope.
But there's one thing to it. Every kid in Blue Mountain loves my kids and others.
So you knew the people of the town pretty well at that time. How did y'all talk amongst each other in the town? Would you
right around here? Everybody had a telephone. So, honey, I didn't have time to talk.
Okay, so when did you have a telephone since the 40s? I mean, since you...
Yeah, we had one when we moved in here.
Okay, so that would have been 3 years, 50, 50 or so.
Yeah,
51, I can't remember.
And there's one here.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people would talk on the telephone, is what I hear.
I didn't have time.
Right. So you mainly dealt with the kids or...
All the kids is here every morning.
Well, what did you do for recreation?
Go to church. Well, now, we went on picnic a whole lot.
Now, who's the we?
Well, it'd be Artie and Ann, me and my husband and 2 children, and Mr. and Ms. Hanson and their 2 boys.
Now, who's Artie and Ann?
She lives right over here. She's She was my best friend. She's been like a sister to me ever since we moved here.
Okay, so you would go with them and take your kids?
Yeah, J.C. Hansen, he'd pick us up on Sunday after church.
Uh-huh.
And we'd have our dinner packed.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go to Chi Hall, and we'd just go anywhere and just have our picnic.
When was that?
Not after we moved here.
Okay, so the early 50s and yeah. late 40s yeah. and that sort of thing.
A lot of times we'd go to Gunnersville.
Uh-huh. Sounds like a pretty regular thing.
It was. We'd go to church and we'd get home and put on our pants and take off.
Uh-huh. I packed that lunch or something.
Yeah. One time we went to Chi Hall. Yeah, this was real good thing. We carried canned biscuits and salmons, and we already had two big old orange skillets like that because they had a big thing and they fried a lot of fish. We carried them and mashed them biscuits down and cooked them. She cooked salmons.
Huh.
We had them all.
Huh. When did y'all get back during the evening or something?
Yeah, just before church time. The time we got washed off and dressed again, it'd be church time.
Uh-huh. Well, would you go for walks while you were doing it? Or was it mainly just picnics?
Yeah. So. And we have left here go way up on that mountain over there.
Blue Mountain?
That mountain over there behind Kmart.
Yeah, that's Blue Mountain. So y'all would go up there.
Yeah.
Would you walk from here?
Yeah. We leave. That'd be in the fall when, or early spring when we were. So my sister-in-law, she had asthma and she couldn't get out much. And she'd have to stay on the rest. And so her husband, they went and got to go on work. They had to go up there.
So y'all go up there fairly often. Mm-hmm. Then up to the mountain, you mean?
Yeah, right on top of the mountain.
Would you just go up there and look around?
Yeah, and sit down and rest a while, and kids would throw rocks.
Uh-huh. Would that be a Sunday afternoon outing you're talking about? Would you do it at other times, or is it mainly Sunday afternoon?
We have gone on Saturday afternoon, but...
Most of what you're talking about is the Sunday afternoon recreation.
See, after I went to work on Saturday, I had to do my washing, ironing,
all the other stuff. And, yeah. Well, did anybody ever help you with that stuff?
Well, one time, this little colored girl, his sister.
That worked at the mill, you mean?
The bar worked at the mill. His sister come up here two or three Fridays, and she done a lot. She come spend the day with my kids.
Uh-huh. Would you pay her for
that? Yeah, she charged $2.
For a day's worth of cleaning.
And I mean, she'd do everything, washing and cook. She was 14 years old and she could cook, don't you know. I told her daddy I'd take her to get it.
Well, how long did she help you?
Oh, two or three weeks. And school started. And the next year she married before school was out next year.
Okay.
She married when she was still a kid.
Uh-huh. Was there anybody besides that that helped you?
I manage.
What did you? So you in terms of managing, you mentioned canning food. Did you make clothing or?
Yeah, I back then I could sew.
Okay. What kind of machine did you use?
I've got a Moss Rocket Sewer.
Okay.
It's a Rocket Sewer.
It's kind of an automatic sewing machine.
No, I traded my old one in on this new one after I went to work.
Okay.
Got electric.
Okay, so you had a pedal machine, one of those Singer pedals?
Yeah.
And then you traded that in on this electric machine after you went to work, is what I hear you say. And so you'd use that to make clothes?
Yeah, I made all our Minnie's clothes and mine too. I'd go to the kitchens and get me dollars worth of material and make me a dress or hers.
Mm-hmm. What about for the guys? Would you make any of their stuff? So it was mainly for the did you ever have anything made by anybody else around you? It was mainly either body you made it.
Yeah. I made everything but our Sunday clothes.
Uh-huh.
And my blue jeans. I started wearing blue jeans when I had to start dolphin. So just about anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you had mentioned church as a recreation too. What did y'all do at church?
Well, we had church. Now we go on picnics twice a year.
The church would?
Yeah, and we go out Crystal Springs, and we go to different places.
Uh-huh.
One time we have been to Oxford Lake.